In KCTT Yeovil Mountain Home. We're here in Wynn as the Lady Bombers kick off this opening season battle with Valley View Lady Blazers, trailing 33-26 at the half in a kind of sloppy played shot missed first half of the Lady Bombers. I look forward to try to get hot. I do have an update for those of y'all wondering about basketball back home. Mountain Home is taking on Fort Smith Northside. Northside is up 13-10 after one. So that I'm sure they're into the second quarter now. But at that point in time, that's where they were. As the clock is going off, the officials are on the court. Ball's being bounced out there. Valley View is just now coming out of their locker room. You see what kind of adjustments both teams make here in this halftime.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what we come out here with on defense. I feel like we went man briefly and got lost a couple times. And sometimes you mix in defenses quick like that, you get out of position.
Yeah,
so, but
and, you know, do we press? Do we not? You know, that's the thing. And once again, I hate to say it, but Witten's kind of your defensive leader. She's out with a hand injury. She's the one that kind of makes it go on defense. We'll be starting off. Lady Bombers will have the ball here to start this second half. I tell you, we've done a good job. Will Banks has been quiet. She was in some early foul trouble. She scored 20 against us last year.
Yeah, right now we've only got Yonkers with two. Got a couple girls with one, so we're in good shape there. So.
Mount Home triggers the ball to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to hit Moore on the right wing. Moore's going to drive, kick at the top of the key to Anderson. Anderson's going to look. Ball's going to be thrown down low to Anna McCarn. Anna's going to go up, and she is going to get hacked by number 11, Jaylee Lett. That is going to be a foul with 7:47. Going to send McCarn to the free throw line for two shots here. Looking to cut inside. Nice design play.
Yeah, moved the ball around, got it to the wing. McCarn was set up there, perfect entry pass. They had to hammer to keep her from making it.
First free throw is up and good for McCarn. Second free throw up and rattles around, no good. Rebound going to be controlled by Fagan as Valley View is back with it the other way. Orsby up at the top of the key, guarded by Mitchell. Orsby drives around the right side, loses the ball, runs into Lakin Moore. The ball goes out of bounds. Valley View was wanting to foul. Moore had her hands up, held her position. Looked like the ball went out on Orsby. Kind of one of those officials said, well, we're not going to call foul, but we're not going to let you lose the ball.
Just let it go.
Ball triggered into Orsby. She's up top going 101 with Brooklyn. Brooklyn makes her pick up her dribble. She throws it to the left Seaman. Seaman shot up. It is long. Rebound comes away. Lakin Anderson from Mountain Home. Mountain Home back quickly with it as Yonkers brings it into the front court.
Got what we needed. Got to stop. Let's go get another bucket here.
Yonkers going to hit the weave. Kicked out to the left wing from Mitchell to Lakin Anderson. Shot no good. Orsby pulls away with it. She's back quickly for the Blazers. Top of the key. Drives to the right side. Throws the ball up. And it goes in. What a circus shot that goes in for Orsby. Mountain Home now trailing 35-27. Mitchell brings it up top to Yonkers. Yonkers going to work and just absolutely puts Jet on skates but misses the layup. Orsby throws it ahead to Seaman. Seaman's going to punt fake. She's going to get it up, and it is going to be in. Should have been a travel, but that Valley now has a 10-point lead, 37-27 here with 6:37 left in this third quarter.
I don't know how they missed that one, Brad. She shuffled her feet all the way through the lane there.
Moore going to kick it up top to Mitchell. Mitchell going to look at the three and pass on it. Back up to the top of the key. Take her man, kick it to the corner for Moore. Moore's three is up. It is going to be long and no good. Rebound's going to come to Jed as she is out with it quickly into the front court to the left side. She hits Orsby. Orsby, top of the key, drives to the free throw line, puts the shot up. Going to be long as Anna McCarn comes away with it from Mountain Home. Yonkers back quickly with it for the Lady Bombers. Nobody picks her up. She's going to pull up from the free throw line, hit it. Two is good, 29-37, Lady Bombers trailing.
Nice job. Just came through. No one ever stopped her. She just pulled up right there at the free throw line. Easy 2 points for her.
Valley View content to walk this ball up the court as it's 26 on the shot clock, and Orsby just brings it across the timeline. She's going to hit Jet in the corner. Jet comes up top to Seaman. Seaman looks for the back door cut for Fagan. It's not there. Kick to the left side. Orsby, three is good. Orsby, Mitchell gets lost on Orsby in defense. She hits the three, 40-29, Valley View leads.
Yeah, too good of a look for too good of a player there.
Lakin Anderson's going to take it off the weed, hard to the left side, take it to the hole. Going to get fouled as it goes up. The shot does not go in. That is going to be Jet. That is her second one here in this second half as it puts Lakin Anderson to the free throw line.
Yeah, three fouls now there on Lett.
First free throw up and rattles around. No good for Anderson. Second free throw on the way. Mount Home trailing 40-29. It is up and good. Cuts the lead to 10 with 5:22 left here in the third quarter. Mount Home going to go look like full court man here now. Try to speed this game up for Valley View a little bit.
Got to do it one stop at a time. Get a stop here. Let's go get a bucket. We got to be able to shut her down right now. She's getting going.
Orsby's going to take a screen to McCarn. McCarn's going to hedge on it. Ball's going to be swung to the left side to Seaman. Seaman's going to set her three. It's going to be an air ball. Lakin Anderson comes away with the rebound from Mountain Home. Up quickly ahead to Moore. She's going to slow it up as she crosses the timeline. Good stop there.
Yeah, that was a really good look. I'm glad she missed that.
Moore's going to drive. Kick it out to Mitchell on the left wing. Shot is up. No good. Moore's going to come away with the offensive rebound. She's going to go to work on Orsby. Shot's going to be up and blocked. No good. As Valley View comes away with rebound, Seaman going to bring it up to left side. Take it along at Mitchell. She's going to be trapped. Kick it out to Orsby. Left wing. Shot up and good.
Same spot as she hit her last one from.
Orsby's the difference maker for Valley View tonight. She hits a three to put them up 43-30 here in this third quarter. Yonker's going to get to the free throw line. Shot up and it's going to be good. Jayla answers it with 4:19 left, and Mountain Home calls a quick timeout. Mountain Home's going to call a quick timeout, and we're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. And we're here in Wynn, Arkansas, home of the Wynn Lake Yellow Jackets, as Mountain Home is trailing this contest here in the third quarter, 43-32, as Jayla just cut the lead to 11 with a nice shot. Mountain Home's going to have full court pressure defense as the ball's going to be inbounded to Seaman. Seaman's going to try to take Jayla up the left side. She's then going to be trapped. This should be a walk. It's going to be stolen by Lakin Moore. Lakin Moore's going to steal it to Brooklyn. Brooklyn's going to throw it to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to throw it ahead to Lakin Anderson. She gets away with a walk.
She did.
She gets away with a walk. She does get fouled, though. She does get fouled, gets away with the walk, does get fouled as she goes in. I didn't see who that foul was on, but the basket went in. Cutting the lead to 43-34. The free throw's up and good. As they hadn't put our points up on the board yet. Should be 43-35, correct?
Yep, that's correct. Yep. But that was a great finish by Lakin.
Orsby's going to bring it in. And they got it on there now. It brings it across the front timeline. Orsby's going to take the screen, and she's going to be fouled by McCarn. Takes the screen up top. Going to be fouled by Anna McCarn as she tries to hedge on Orsby. 3:52 left here in the third quarter. Lady Bombers trailing. Now they cut that lead down inside of 8 here. We just need to keep chipping away and get this down to manageable by the end of this quarter. Ball is triggered inbounds to Orsby. Orsby going to throw it out right to Jett. Jett's guarded by Anderson. Tries to find the backdoor cut. Mountain Home good on defense as it swung up top to Seaman. Seaman to Fagan on the left side. She's going to take Lakin Moore. Ball's going to be, that should be a double dribble. Not called. Ball's going to be down to Wilbanks. And look at Lakin Anderson going to work down there. Ball dropped down to Wilbanks. Lakin Anderson stick her nose in there. Gets the jump ball. It is going to be Valley View's ball, but let's see if that comes back to help the Lady Bombers there after that hustle play by Lakin Anderson.
A couple really good plays by Lakin Anderson the last couple trips.
Orsby's going to trigger this inbound to Seaman. She's going to get it right back for three, and it's going to be long. Wilbanks is going to outmuscle Livy Fossen's forward as she pulls away the offensive rebound here. Kicks it to Orsby on the other side. She's going to bank it in from the corner.
From the corner.
It hit the top of the backboard and banked in from the corner. That's how you know when it's your night, putting Valley View up 11. Mitchell back quickly. She takes it to the lane right at Seaman. Going to get the foul called on her there. Seaman's going to get the foul, sending Brooklyn to the free throw line. Wow, that ball hit the very tip of the top of the backboard. It was that off and then went in.
I'm one of those that if you have to use the backboard for a three, it shouldn't count.
Mitchell makes the first end of the free throws here. Tied in the game 36-36 with Mountain Home trailing 46-36 as she makes the second one. 46-37 here with 3:10 left in this third quarter.
Need a defensive stop here, Brad.
Orsby's going to have Yonkers on her this time down the floor. She's going to set it up top. This is where Witten would be great to be on Orsby if we had her there. It's a difference maker on the defensive side. Ball's going to be kicked out left to Jett. Jett up top to Seaman. Seaman's going to pick up her dribble, looking for the backdoor cut. It's a dead ball. She's going to hit Fagan. She brings it up to the top of the key. 11 on the shot clock. 2:44 on the game clock. 8. Orsby has it up top. She's going to go one-on-one. Step back. 3. Is going to rattle around. No good. Libby Fossens with the rebound.
She shot 5 threes in this quarter, Brad.
That's her first miss.
Unfortunately, she's made 3 of them. So
Moore's going to bring it back. She's got Orsby this time. She's going to hand it off to Lakin Anderson. Anderson's going to kick it out to Mitchell. Mitchell from the 3 from nothing. It is good.
Beautiful.
Mitchell with 3. Great job, Lakin Anderson, getting 2 feet in the paint. Kicking out to Mitchell. Mountain Home cuts the lead 46-40 with 2:14 left here.
You could not draw up a penetration kick better than that one right there.
Orsby's going to face some pressure. Kick it out to Seaman. Seaman's going to kick it to Jett. Jett's going to try to get to Wilbanks. That's a double dribble. They didn't call it as Wilbanks misses the shot. Ball's going to be battled for on the rebound and go out. She caught the ball, dribbled, then dribbled again. It's going to be out on Mountain Home.
We got
the Lady Blazers are going to keep the ball here, throw it under bounds.
We got to come up with that rebound there. It was 2 girls there, and I know it was a 50-50 ball, but that's how you get back in these games.
That's right. Orsby's going to trigger this ball with 2:01 left here in the game. Ball's going to be in, and that's just too easy. They got Livy Fosnes caught. Hit Fagan for the wide open layup under basket. Yellow Jackets up, or Blazers up 48-40 as Moore is going to get the free throw line. She's going to come in. Shot's going to be up. No good. The Lady Blazers going to come away at the rebound as Fagan has it. Brings it across the half court mark.
Got to the free throw line again. That's where Jayless hit a couple of hers, and that was Lakin. It was a good look.
Orsby set to slow this game down. Hits Wilbanks. Seaman on the right wing. Out top to Wilbanks. Wilbanks is going to shoot the 3. Going to rattle around, no good. Addison Ferris with the rebound for the Lady Bombers. Mountain Home back quickly with it as Jayla comes into the timeline.
Need a good
She's
shot
got Jett, shakes her, hit Mitchell on this curl on the 3. It is up and no good. Ball's going to be battled for. It should be Mountain Home's ball. Jayla Yonkers with a great hustle play. It is going to be out on Valley View. Mountain Home will trigger the inbound with 1:14 left in the third quarter, trailing 48-40.
Mitchell just hit that last one. It was another kick out. I thought she had that one too.
Yeah, we both stood up on that one. Here's going to get out to Moore to the right wing, left wing. Moore's going to dribble it up top. They got McCarn on Wilbanks down low. Try to get the entry pass, and Wilbanks is going to reach around the back and get called for the foul.
Yeah, kind of got bailed out there. That wasn't the best angle to throw
to
that entry pass.
Pass,
but she was leaning all over, so that may have been why it wasn't a great angle. So
that is going to be the 5th foul on the Lady Blazers in this quarter here, putting Anna McCarn at the line for shooting 2 free throws. First 3 throws up and is short. Valley View making a sub as Brianna Huff is coming in for Annika Wilbanks. Anna McCarn here with the second half, their second shot on this 2 free throw shot. It is up. It rattles around. No good. Fagan away with the rebound. Fagan's going to bring it around the left side. She's going to try to throw it down low, and it's going to be off the hands of her target. That's the first turnover that we've had here in this second half.
Would have. Love to have one or both of them free throws there, but let's get one back here.
Get a quick shot, get a stop, and we'll see what happens. McCarn brings it down on the left side, hits Morris. She gets the free throw. She's going to stutter dribble, get in the lane. It is up. It is good. And Mountain Home cuts the lead to 6 with 42 seconds left in the third quarter.
Probably the best shot Lakin's had all night right there.
Mountain Home trying to speed Valley View up as Orsby has the ball. She's going to kick it down low. The shot is going to be no good. It is going to be off the hands of Valley View, and Mountain Home got the stop with 30 seconds left here in this half, trailing by 6. Can we get a big shot right here?
That was a great drive and pass there by Horsby, and she just flat missed the layup. So
22 seconds left. Mountain Home going to be hold for this last shot of this third quarter. They're going to go one-on-one, Jayla versus Jett. Let's see what happens here. Jayla. Going to get Jets on skates, pulls her out, kicks it out to left wing to Moore. Moore's shot is on its way. It is no good. It is an air ball, actually. Seaman comes away with the rebound. 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2. Orsby's going to try to get a shot up, throw it away. It is no good, and that's the way this third quarter is going to end. Third quarter is going to end with Mountain Home trailing 48-42. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. And we're back here in Wynn as we are set to start the fourth quarter. Lady Bombers trailing 48-42. You know, this is where that Lincoln Anderson hustle play may come back to help us there. We're able to start this quarter with the ball.
Yeah, we need to work our offense like we started the first second half. Let's run a set play here. Let's maybe get Jayla a three, maybe Lakin a three, or we're going down low to McCart, I think.
Mountain Home set to inbound the ball here as Mitchell brings it around the left side, and she turns it over. Orsby's going to get the steal. She's going to walk it down. She's going to shoot the layup. And you know what? It's not going to count. It is not going to count because the clock never started. The clock never started. They should start the quarter back over. He blew the whistle before they made the layup. If I'm Brooklyn, I'm arguing, hey, I quit because y'all blew the whistle.
Yeah.
The officials are over at the score clock trying to figure this out right here. Dale's going to bring you over the official and talk about it right here. He's going to say, look, we stopped and didn't go cover it because he blew the whistle before.
Yeah, the horn clearly blew. You saw Lakin stop.
Yeah, Lakin stopped. I wish I could say what I wanted to say right now. They're going to say it's going to be blue ball. There's no way they can get blue the ball right here. I think they're going to say that they're going to call this a jump ball. They're going to get blue the ball. They're not going to give them a steal in the layup. I think they're going to call this maybe a jump ball here. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
they did not give up the easy 2 points.
The points. Yeah, so let's.
Tonight's game stats brought to you by Baxter Health. Right now, Valley View is leading 20-15 here in rebounds. Turnover-wise, it is 14-9.